Rabotai, we continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Sha'ar Bet, in the middle of Perek Daled, by the Hagaha. All these Hagahot in the middle of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim are from the son of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Hagaha. Let's get right into it. Uma shekatvu bekavanot ha-tfila ve-habrachot. Lechaven בכל ברכה כוונה מיוחדת לספירת או לספירה מיוחדת. If you remember what we learned in the beginning of Perek Daled, of this Perek, is that although all the shvachim, all the descriptions, basically anything that we describe in our tefillah, in our shevach, is in regards to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitchaber la'olamot, how he relates to the world. Not atzmuto yidbarach, not his essence. But still, who are we addressing? We address Hashem b'chvodo v'atzmo. It's to him that we hope, it's to him that we pray. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we rely on. And we saw that every bracha has the dual reference. A part of the bracha is referring to Atzmuto Yitbarach, a part of the bracha is referring to how he relates to the world. So therefore, this is a very important point that we're going to learn now. Ma shekatvu bekavanot ha-tfilah ve-habrachot, what we find in the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh, in the teachings of the Kabbalah, lechaven bechol bracha kavana miyuchedet lisfira miyuchedet. That each bracha of the Shmone Esre, we have to have in mind a certain particular sfira. The bracha of Al HaTzadikim, the sfira of Chesed. The bracha of Ashiva Shofetenu, the sfira of Gvura. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Lo chas v'shalom le'atzmut ha-sfira. Chas v'shalom, we are not addressing the sfira itself. Ki hu kitzutz netiot chas v'shalom. To address anybody else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called kitzutz netiot. I would like to explain that for a minute. We say it in simpler English. It's called kfira. Kfira means to deny the truth. Atheism. Kfira apikorsut is anything that is off the mark when it comes to emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fuller term is kofer ba'ikar. Kofer ba'ikar, chas v'shalom, like it says about the Rasha in the Haggadah, kafar ba'ikar. Kafar ba'ikar means a person who denies something that's called ikar. What's it ikar? Ikar means a fundamental truth. In Hebrew, when you say to uproot something, you say la'akor. La'akor means to uproot. Why is la'akor to uproot? Because you are removing an ikar. Ikar means something that is planted, something that is an absolute truth. When you uproot it, you are called oker. We use the same word ikar in the shoresh, just like, for example, shoresh, the word that I just used, it means root. When you want to say to uproot, you can say lesharesh. Lesharesh achareya in Hebrew means to uproot from the shoresh. So la'akor is to take a ikar and la'akorota, and to remove it. So chas v'shalom, when a person denies, for example, the existence of Hashem, he is uprooting a fundamental principle of truth. That's why you find the terminology kitzutz netiot. Kitzutz netiot means you are cutting what is planted. You're cutting plantings. That's a very harsh term, by the way. Whenever we see the word kitzutz netiot in the Sfarim, it means a person did something terrible. It's kfira ba'ikar. That's called lekatzetz banetiot. You'll find that more in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. When they want to say that is something, a big mistake to say, it's bordering on kfira, they call it kitzutz netiot. But I just explained why, because even kofer ba'ikar itself means to uproot an established truth of the world that Hashem has planted in the world. So getting back here, he says, when it says in the Sfarim to be mechaven, you'll see this in some Sidurim, some of the Sephardic Sidurim, which are very in tune with Kabbalah. So you'll see each bracha, it tells you what Sfira to have in mind. So he's telling us we should not, chas v'shalom, think mistakenly to say that we are praying to that Sfira, to that Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh no, that is Kitzutz Netiot. He says, just like we find when it comes to the service of the korbanot, Amru Razal Babraita Sof Menachot Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph Vehu Me'asifri Parashat Pinchas. There is a Gemara all the way at the end of Masechet Menachot Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph that says like this: Bo Ure Maktiv BeParashat Korbanot. The Gemara tells us, look what we find in the parasha of Korbanot. Baruch Hashem, we have begun Sefer Vayikra now, right? That's the parasha of Korbanot. And you'll see, Shelo ne'emar bahem lo el velo elokim ela havaya. The Gemara tells us that all throughout the parasha of the Korbanot, you will never see Hashem referred to as Alef Lamed or Elokim. You won't see that. Reach nichoach, what did we read by Mincha in Parashat Vayikra today? Reach nichoach Lashem. Lashem meaning Havaya. Yud ke vav ke. When it comes to the Korbanot, we never find the name Elokim even, or the name Aleph Lamed, or any other name, only Havaya Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, you know why? Shelo liten pitchon pe lebaal adin lachlok. Not to mislead people, to make a mistake. What's the mistake that's possible to be made? Remember that korbanot is synonymous with tefillah. Our tefillot take the place of korbanot. So just like by tefillah, we don't address any force, any energy, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to Hashem that we pray. We don't pray even to the sefirot HaKadoshot. We don't pray to any malach. We don't pray to any tzaddik. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why by the Korbanot, in the Torah, we find always the name Havaya. What is the difference between the name Havaya and all the other names? Elokim means power. Aleph Lamed means power. We use it to refer to Hashem as the source of all powers, of all forces, of all energies. That's why when we say Elokim, we have in mind Takif Ubala Yecholet Ubala Kochot Kulam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all energy in this world. Alef Lamed, the very meaning, the definition of the word Alef Lamed means energy. It means koach. Yesh le'el yadi la'asot imachem ra, Lavan told Yaakov. Ve'en le'el yadecha. So Aleph Lamed, like Ayelet, Eyal, Ayal, all these words of Aleph, Yud, Lamed. Aleph Lamed means power, means energetic, means with energy. So therefore the name Aleph Lamed of Kodesh, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means the source of all energy. Electric has the letter, the name Aleph Lamed. That's electrifying. Hazaku Baruch. Very good. Thank you. But in the Korbanot, we don't find, we only find Havaya. Why? Because Havaya, Yud Kevavke, is the source of all the Kochot of the world. Of all the names of Elohim, of Aleph Lamed, the Makor, the source of everything, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we refer to him in the Shem Havaya. So therefore, in the Korbanot, which is the service of Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the name Aleph Lamed or Elohim would be present, Yachol Baal Din Lachlok, a person can make a mistake. Maybe this Korban is offered to a sub-power to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that he should go and speak on our behalf to Hashem himself. Oh no. When it comes to Yahadut, when it comes to Torah, that is unacceptable. To us, that is Kitzutz Banetiot. To say such a thing. It's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly that we address our tefillah, that we address our avodat HaKorbanot. And that's why it doesn't say, it's a very fascinating thing. Throughout the entire Parashat HaKorbanot, it doesn't say the name of Elohim or El, only Havaya. By the way, in the beginning of Parashat Yitro, It says about Yitro that Yitro brought korbanot. Vayizbach vaykach Yitro choten Moshe ola uzvachim lelokim. In Parashat Yitro, that's the one place where we see where it says regarding korbanot elokim. Vaykach Yitro ola uzvachim lelokim. So the Mefarshim explain, based on the words of Rabbeinu Bachai and the Ramban there in the parasha, is that Yitro was still not on the level of recognizing Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. He didn't yet reach that level of understanding that we're supposed to only address Havaya. There is that mistake in the world that you can pray to other powers that they should bring our requests to the ultimate, to God Himself. In the Torah, that's unacceptable. And it took time for Yitro to understand that, it says.
Didn't he say Baruch Hashem?
Yes, he did say Baruch Hashem. And if you look in the sequence of the psukim, that is when he graduated, when he understood. But even after, he knew that there is Shem Havaya. He knew that there is Hashem, and therefore he said Baruch Hashem. But this concept that the korbanot should only be directed to Havaya and not Elohim was something still new to him. That's what the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai explained there. So even though he knew the Shem Havaya, but the exclusivity of it was not yet something that he understood entirely. But later on, he little by little, he was able to understand that. That's why it's very important, and I believe that the Rav Chaim Volozhin was definitely referring to that here in his words here, and to direct us that when we pray by Kivrot HaTzadikim, we have to always remember that we are not Chas V'Shalom praying to the Tzadik. This might be a slip up of some people that they might innocently make that mistake to think that, of course, I believe in Hashem, but I'm praying to the Tzadik that he should bless me and that he should. We don't pray to Tzadikim. We do ask Tzadikim to give us a bracha. We do ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the zechut of the Tzadik who is here, whether we're talking about the live Tzadik or even more, Gedolim Tzadikim Bemitatam, in the zechut of the Tzadik that is buried here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bless me or give this and or give that. But never do we pray to the Tzadik. That's very important to remember when we go to a place of Kivrot HaTzadikim. And that's what we see over here. We continue in the Hagaha. Ukemo shekatuv zoveach laElohim yachoram bilti laShem levado. In Parashat Mishpatim, the simple meaning of this pasuk is zoveach. Depending on which mifarish you go by, zoveach laElohim yachoram. Anyone who brings korbanot to any other deity other than Hashem, yachoram, is punishable by death. That's Avodah Zarah. Over here, it's not just Cherem, it's Cherem, which is a punishment of death. That's Yachoram. That's how Rashi explains. The Ramban there explains on the Pasuk, Zoveach LaElohim Yachoram, Bilti LaShem Levado, he takes it up a notch. He says also, even a person who brings a Korban to a Malach, that's what he says also is included in the word Elohim. Zoveach laElohim, a person who brings a korban to one of the kochot in the world, let's say of the malachim, or let's say in what we're learning over here, to the sfirot, yachoram, bilti lashem havaya, shem havaya, baruchu levado. All our korbanot is only to Hashem. Ve'ayen lehalan, b'shar gimel perek tet, he talks about it more. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, ken ve'avodat ha'tfila. So too, just like by korbanot, when it comes to the avodah of prayer, chalila lechaven leshum koach prati usfira meyuchedet. Chas v'shalom, to have in mind that I'm praying to a certain particular sfira or a particular koach. Ela leatzmut adon yachid ensof baruch hu. When we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo, who is klal hakochot kulam, who is the one who encompasses all the powers of the world, שמתחבר ברצונו יתברך מטעם הכמוס אצלו יתברך לפעול באותה ספירה ואותו הכוח שהם בסדר ההשתלשלות שקבע הוא יתברך ברצונו שכל ספירה מיוחדת לעניין פרטי שעל ידה פועל עניין זה בהעולמות. He's explaining over here that when it says in the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh that when we say a certain bracha, it says you should have in mind this ספירה. It's not that we're praying to the Sfira, Chas v'Shalom. We are praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring about that which that bracha, that particular bracha is saying, that he should bring it about to us in this world through that channel that he willed that that particular gift or blessing should come through. Hashem created the world in a way that brachot come through channels. They come through pipes, you know? And so the Sfirot HaElyonot, the Midot HaElyonot, are those channels through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us the Shefa Bracha down to this world. So therefore, we, in a certain Bracha, this corresponds to this Sfira. What does it mean it corresponds to that Sfira? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that particular Bracha to the world, he does it through that Sfira. The Sfira of Chesed, the Sfira of Gevura, the Sfira of Tiferet. Ayen b'tshuvat Rivash, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, Asher Heshiv, Harav Rabbeinu Yosef Ben Shushan, Bazel Leharivash. The Rivash is one of the classic Rishonim that we have, Rabotai, who lived in the late 1300s. The Rivash, the Bet Yosef brings down the Rivash all the time, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Sheshat. And he, in Siman Kuf, the bulk of the Sefer of Sheilot U'Tshuvot HaRivash is Halakha, is Sheilot U'Tshuvot in Halakha. But in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, it's an entire entry in Philosophia, like in Hashkafa. And over there, in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, he tells us a discussion that he had with another great rabbi of his time, who was a big Mekubal, Rabbeinu Yosef Ben Shushan. That was his name. And so the Rivash asked Rabbeinu Yosef Bar Shushan, now the Nefesh HaChaim is only referring to it, he doesn't bring the tshuva. But the Rivash asked this Mekubal, he said, I don't understand you. How do you say that in the tefillah, we're supposed to have kavanah for this sfirah and that sfirah? What are we praying to sfirot over here? What is it? We're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please explain to me what's going on over here. Asks the Rivash to Rabbeinu Yosef Ibn Shushan, the Mekubal. So I have here a synopsis of the tshuva. I'm going to quickly read it to you in translation, just to give you a little idea what he's referring to. And he answered him, he said to him, Chalila, chas v'shalom, shetiyeh tefillah, ki'im l'Hashem itbarach hilat ha'ilot. Of course, the tefillah is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he gave him a mashal. He said, let's say someone who has an argument with someone, he has a court case with someone, and he goes to the king and he wants to request from the king that the king should help out, that, you know, she'aseh lo din, that he should help him out in his court case. So what does he ask the king? He tells the king, please, if you don't mind, talk to the judge, right? He goes to the king and he says, talk to the judge. He would not tell him, please king, can you talk to the treasurer? What does this have to do with treasury? It has to do with judgment. So obviously he's going to tell the king, please, if you could talk to the judge in my favor, on my behalf, to help me out over here. Or let's say, for example, he has something to do with finances. He needs help from the treasurer. So he goes to the king to talk with the treasurer. He's not going to go to the king and say, please, can you talk with the judge? What does the judge have to do with this inyan? You go to each one, you ask the king to speak with the one who is in charge of that particular request or favor that you need. So, and he goes on, he gives more examples. He says, Ken b'inyan ha-tfilah, that's what Rabbi Yosef ben Shushan was explaining the Rivash, it's in Shelot u'Tshuvot Rivash, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, that always our tfilah is le'ilat ha'ilot. It's just that we have the kavanah, he says, we are mechaven our machshava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please give us that shefa through that sfira. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim says, going back to the words, ulidvarenu ele yityashev yoter vehaven. He says, but according to what I just said, it'll be better than what the Rabbi Yosef ben Shushan told the Rivash. It takes a little bit study to try to figure out what the Nefesh HaChaim means over here. How is it different than what you were saying? It could be that what he means is, it sounds from the words of the Rabbi ben Shushan in the Rivash, it sounds as if from the Mashal, as if the Sfirot are separate Kochot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what he means to say is, of course, we're praying to Hashem, but please, Hashem, if you can make the Sfira of Chesed, you know, give us Chesed, whatever the bracha is. So I think what the Nefesh HaChaim means when he says over here, "Ulidvarenu ele ityashev yoter," according to our words, it will be mityashev more. I think he took issue with this mashal, because the Nefesh HaChaim holds, and he has this in common with the Balatanya in the Sefer HaTanya, and also in all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Sfirot are not separate Chas V'Shalom entities from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ihu V'Garmo Ichad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Midot are one. These are all emanations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So it's just a matter of how Hashem is, what's the key word? Didvarenu ele, how he's mitchaber el haolamot. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates and connects to us in this world. So he connects to us through the Sfirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Malchut. That's how he's connecting to us in this world. But these Midot HaElyonot are all emanations of him, himself. But it's not that we're praying to that, to praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the channels through which he connects himself to us. We're praying to Atzmut Adon Yachid Ensof Baruch Hu. We're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that he should be mitchaber to us with more Chesed, with more of that particular midah, whichever one that bracha corresponds to. So maybe that's the subtle difference. I'm not 100% sure that the Rebbe ben Shushan disagreed, but maybe from the mashal it sounded like that. So he's saying lidvarenu yityashev yoter. ועיין בלשון הארי שהזכרנו בפנים לאל סוף פרק ב' ועיין עוד בתיקונים תיקון כף ב' סמרגים למוד א' ואי הוא יתקרא בכל שמהן לאחזה לכל חד מישראל מאתר דקראן ללפום צורכי הון הקדוש ברוך הוא is נקרא בכל השמות in all these names that we give to הקדוש ברוך הוא are names by which he shows himself to us in accordance with what we need. Also, v'chen betikun ayin hanizkar bifnim, you already quoted it before, le'achza'a b'chol evar lishtemode'a le'barnash v'yeda le'mikre le'b'chol evar k'dek ha'ya'ut, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to address him, and he gives back to us through those particular channels with which he connects to this world. V'zehu shekatu betikune Zohar chadash ve'it le'mishal. So he says, really in the Zohar already this question is posed. Lama mitzal'in le'kutsha berichu b'kama dargin? Why is it that we pray to Hashem in different levels? Zimnin matzlin le bisfira yediya o bemida yediya. Sometimes from this mida. Le zimnin selotali mina. Sometimes to the right. These are concepts of Kabbalah of the Zohar, which we won't get into now. Le zimnin lismala. Le zimnin la amuda demtzaita. Kol tzeluta salka le darga yediya. Every bracha is prayed through a different particular sfira. What does that mean, says the Zohar? Answers the Zohar HaKadosh, Ela vadai havaya ihu bechol sfira u'sfira. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that is through each and every sfira. Bezimna deba'e lerachamal alma, salikat limina. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring rachamim, so the tefillah goes through the channel of yemin of rachamim. Ubezimna deba'e vechule legabe havaya de'ihu bechol atar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bechol atar. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is everywhere. V'zehu she'amur azal basifri. He ends off the Haggah by saying, this is what it says in the Sifri, in the Pasuk in Parashat Vayitchanan. Mi ka Hashem Elokeinu bechol koreinu elav. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bechol koreinu elav. And all the times that we call out to him. And the Sifri says, elav velo lemidotav. We call out to him. We don't call out to his midot. We call out to Atzmuto Yidbarach, but when we say Baruch Atah, remember that when we say Baruch Atah, which is Lashon Ribui V'Tosefet, we are asking that is Klape, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitchaber to this world. And we are asking for an increase of Elakut in those midot which come down and bring us shefa to this world. As medabrim b'zeh ha-mefarshim, the mefarshim explain. So why is it important? And by the way, you reminded me, this is something I wanted to say, so I'm happy you brought that up. המקובלים אומרים שזה יותר, זה מדייק את התפילה יותר. When a person has, he's saying, why should I have the kavanah to any kind of sefira? I should just have kavanah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'gamarnu. Why do I have to have the sefira? Somehow it's brought down that when we pray and we know through which channel the bracha is coming down, that somehow polishes the tefillah and makes it more effective. That's what it says. But I do want to say something. I do want to say that Baruch Hashem, we have a zechut to touch a little bit, to learn together, you know, a little bit pnimiyut Torah on Motzei Shabbat. A person should go in accordance with the level of where he feels. You know, we should not confuse ourselves, even with the pirush of the Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, which we're learning here. I think a good piece of advice in regards to that is to have that in mind, that pirush, once in a while. Once in a while. For example, you want to be mekabel on yourself on Friday when you answer Amen Yehesh Merabah, or when you say a bracha, to have the kavanah in accordance with what we're learning in the Nefesh HaChaim. I think that to constantly complicate ourselves with these kavanot is not easy. Of course, there are, you know, a person can become greater and greater and have more and more in mind. But never forget the simpler pshat. Never forget the simple meaning. Thank you, Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us Borei Pri Haetz, for giving us Borei Pri Adama, whatever it is. So now, if we're always going to complicate ourselves and, well, wait a second, Baruch Atah Hashem means that I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be marbe elakut into the sfira that brought down the chesed of the Borei Pri Haetz. I mean, mela, through that recognition, I am giving the bracha of the Pri Haetz in the world. Okay, so that's good. If a person is in the state of mind, in the frame of mind to be able to have that in mind, that's very good. But I think that that should just be once in a while. Most of the time, a person should be mitragel, should be in the healthy habit of having the simple meaning, because it could get complicated, and then, oh goodness, I forgot really what I mean. I don't really understand what I mean, and then he doesn't have any kavanah at all. No. The Torah is not like that. The Torah is pshat, and the pshat is, thank you Hashem for giving me. Thank you. The simple meaning, never to forget that. But the fact that we try to advance a little bit in our understanding of the depth of the Torah, yes, we can implement that from time to time until it becomes part of our system. And of course, the more we learn, the more we will understand. I think, till when should we continue? How about 3 more minutes to make it a nice even 30 minutes? How about that? Okay, so let's read a little bit more. אלא שכל כוונת ליבנו בכל הברכות והתפילות צריך שתהיה לעצמות אין סוף ברוך הוא. מצד התחברו כרצונו יתברך אל העולמות, שמצידם הם כל התוארים והשמות מתחלפים. The different names, the variation of the names and descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in accordance with those, with the olamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, by which is mitchaber to us. לפעול ולהמשיך בהם אור ושפעת קדושה מעצמותו יתברך. When we say a bracha, when we say a tefillah, we are asking him to draw forth his light from עצמותו יתברך into those channels by which he connects to the world. כפי התעוררות המגיע להם עם מעשה האדם של כל איש מעם סגולה, in accordance with how a Jewish person is mitorel down below. The more he's mitorel to understand, im bechesed, im bemishpat, im bitzdaka, im berachamim, hamat im rav, kacha hu al ze haofen veashiu bedigduk atzum bemidah bemishkal inyan itchaburto itbarach el hakochot vehaolamot. The more we are mitorel, the more we say a bracha with kavana, the more we do a mitzvah with more dikduk, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that he's mitchaber more, he connects more. Connect, what do I mean by connect? Gives more shefa, bracha to the world in accordance with what we do. This is the connection to Shaar Aleph. If you remember, the entire theme of Shaar Aleph is it's all in accordance with what the Adam down below does, that he causes tikkunim in the worlds above. So when we say a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, we're asking for that shefa to be mitrabeh. It's in accordance with how much input we put into it. That's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitchaber. Leshanot seder itkashrutam lehamshachat shifat oram, in the different combinations of the connections of the olamot, vekol pirtei hanhagatam im ledin verogez, im lechesed verachamim, whether at one time it's for chesed, one time it's for rachamim, vegam shiur adin vechesed, and also the quantity, how much of chesed, how much of rachamim, hamat veimrav, זהו שאמרו במאמרים הנ"ל שלא ניתנו המצוות אלא לצרף בהם את הבריות. Remember that ma'amar that we learned last week? The mitzvot were given to us לצרף בהם את הבריות, which means to purify the בריות, the people, right? So we explained last week, the mitzvot are given to us to become better people, to make a mensch out of us. Now we're learning a deeper meaning, he says. היינו שצורך גדול המה לצרף ולזקק להפריד השיגים מכל הכוחות והעולמות הברואים יצטרף ויתלבן. He says, לא ניתנו המצוות אלא לצרף בהם את הבריות. It's not just to purify us, but to make a תיקון for all those עולמות that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those worlds, the chain that we have that connects between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are purifying those עולמות with the brachot, with the mitzvot that we do. וגם כן במשמע לצרף, and another meaning of לצרף is to combine. So to purify and to combine. That's לתקן and ליחד. תיקונים and ייחודים. That's the meaning of לצרף בהם את הבריות. Here's a simple ma'amar in the Gemara that you can say the Chachamim were referring to יסודות of Kabbalah that we hear all the time. ייחודים and תיקונים. You won't find those words in the Gemara. It's not found. In the Gemara? No. In the Zohar, in the Kitve Ari, okay, but not in the Gemara. But here the Nefesh HaChaim is saying that fundamental line that the Gemara tells us that the mitzvot were given to us, letzaref bahem et haberiyot, number one means to make us better. Number two means letaken et haolamot mikol ha-sigim, to purify all the worlds. And then also letzaref means to combine one to another, to connect all the olamot, so that what? בכדי לחבר ולקשר כל הכוחות הברואים מתוקנים ומסודרים, כפי הכוונה והרצון העליון ברוך הוא, ממילא גם בית ישראל עם סגולה יתאחדו בשם המיוחד יתברך לחלקו ונחלתו. And thereby we are connected to הקדוש ברוך הוא, שרק על זה התכלית באו כל המצוות והעבודה הקדושה כולה בכללה. That is the main and ultimate goal of all the mitzvot and the עבודה of Hashem. בעזרת Hashem, next week we will finish פרק ד' and continue on to פרק ה'.